an economical spell of 215 from Sophie Eccleston and an unbeaten 48 by Nat Siver-Brunt helped England beat South Africa by 7 wickets to go on top of Group B of the 2024 Women's T20 World Cup at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium on Monday. Led by Sophie, England's four-pronged spin bowling attack enabled the 2009 champions to halt South Africa's fast start and restrict them to 124 sixths. In reply, Danny Wyatt-Hodges' 43 and Nat's unbeaten 48 helped England complete the chase with four balls to spare, and while Danny held her own in the power play, Nat found the boundary fence regularly to ensure England never lost sight of the chase. They were also helped by Alice Capsey's cameo of 19 off 16 balls, especially with her batting approach against spinners being positive. Electing to bat first, South Africa, who knocked out England in the semi-finals of the 2023 T20 World Cup, skipper Laura Woolworth starred with an outstanding 42 off 39 balls and took on England's spinners from the word go. Though Tasman Brits fell in the power play, England managed to pull back in the middle overs despite dropping some chances. Anik Bos struggled to get going before being castled by Sarah Glenn and was followed by Laura being cleaned up by Sophie. South Africa's quest for a big total was further dented when Chloe Tryon was removed by Charlie Dean, and Sune Lewis was run out by Nat. Experienced all-rounder Marizan Kapp threatened to apply explosive finishing touches, before being castled by Sophie for a 17-ball 26. Annerie Dirksen's 20 off 11 balls helped South Africa get past 120 mark. In the chase, Maya Bouchia struggled for fluency in the power play and was trapped LBW by Marizan, who was superb in her opening spell. But England counterattacked through Danny and Alice hitting boundaries on a tricky pitch. South Africa also suffered the butterfingers' fate in terms of catching an end dash, especially when Alice was given a reprieve on zero and Danny given twin lives. Though she fell to Nadine de Klerk, the impetus she provided via her cameo helped Danny and Nat pace the chase superbly to keep England in control via a 64-run partnership for the third wicket. Though Danny was stumped off Nonkululeko Malaba, Nat finished off the chase in style with a lofted inside-out shot over extra cover to take England home. Brief scores: South Africa 124 sixths in 20 overs, Laura Woolworth 42, Marizan Kapp 26, Sophie Eccleston 215, lost to England 125 thirds in 19.2 overs, Nat Siver-Brunt 48 not out, Danny Wyatt-Hodge 43, Marizan Kapp 117, by 7 wickets.